Hunter Biden's lawyer, charges will be dismissed before trial. By Wendell Hasebo on September 15, 2023. Hunter Biden's legal team immediately launched a public relations push following Hunter's indictment by claiming the gun charges against him will be dismissed before trial and that prosecutors caved to House Republicans' political pressure. Hunter Biden was charged Thursday with one count of false statement in the purchase of a firearm, one count of possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user of or addicted to a controlled substance, and one count of false statement related to information required to be kept by federal firearms licensed dealer. He faces up to 25 years of jail time. On the facts, we think we'll have a defense, attorney Abbe Lowell told ABC News Friday morning. The case will be dismissed before trial because it is likely unconstitutional. In a memo sent to Congress on Thursday, Lowell slammed Republican investigators for probing the Biden family. He suggested that special counsel David Weiss gave in to Republican pressure to indict the president's son after Weiss gave Hunter Biden a previous sweetheart plea deal that fell apart under judicial scrutiny. In the memo, obtained by Politico, Lowell wrote, "Your blatant efforts achieved your goal as the U.S. attorney in Delaware today filed gun charges against our client. Charges that are unprecedented when not part of some other criminal conduct and have been found unconstitutional by a federal court of appeals, and who reversed his earlier decision that such charges were not warranted. Your improper interference now affecting a federal prosecutor is a much greater threat to society than the 11 days that Mr. Biden possessed an unloaded gun." Lowell also claimed Republicans are trying to meddle in the 2024 presidential election by pushing for an indictment of Hunter Biden. "Why our real purpose had nothing to do with proper oversight. And your committee's goal was absolutely to move the needle of political support for the 2024 election," he said. Related, Dem Rep. Goldman, two-tier justice system indicting Hunter for seemingly violating gun laws because he's a Biden. In addition, the letter alleges that credible whistleblowers violated federal laws protecting grand jury and tax information, accusing Republicans of improperly disclosing wholesale protected tax information about Mr. Biden into public view. "Here we go again," said Tristan Levitt, a lawyer representing one of the IRS whistleblowers. Hunter Biden's attorneys have already made this argument to Judge Mary Ellen Norica, who reviewed the whistleblower materials and rejected defense counsel's baseless allegations, including their claims about grand jury secrecy violations, he told Politico. "Taxpayer privacy laws are written by Congress, and it gave itself authority in those laws to hear disclosures about taxpayer information. Whether Congress decides to make that information public pursuant to its statutory process is up to them." Lowell's memo also included attachments requested by House Republicans. Republican investigators threatened Hunter Biden with testifying before Congress if he refused to provide leaked court documents about his defunct plea deal with Weiss, according to a letter reviewed by Breitbart News. Republicans demanded the information, given the documents were leaked to the New York Times and Politico, thereby negating any alleged duty of confidentiality. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.